Easter weekend, the heroes of 98, of the Fenian men who roamed the glen in victory or defeat. Their names on history's page are told, their memory will endure. Not a song was sung of our darling sons in the valley of Knockinure. There was Walsh and Lines and the Dalton boys, they were young and in their prime. They rambled to a lonely spot where the black and tans did hide. For a public bolt they did uphold, though outlawed on the moor. And side by side they fought and died in the valley. In every house, in every town, a maiden knelt to pray. They're closing in around them now with rifle fire so sure. And Lyons is dead and Dalton's down in the valley of Knockinure. They talk them then beside a fence to where the forest did loom. Like brothers so they face the foe to meet their dreadful doom. When Dalton spoke, his voice it broke with passion proud and pure. For our land we die as we face the sky in the valley of Knockinure. The summer sun is setting now behind the field and lea. The pale, pale moon is rising far out beyond Tralee. The dismal stars and clouds afar are darkening o'er the moor. And the banshee cried where our heroes died in the valley of Knockinure.
Valley of Knockinure, one of my favourite songs from the Wolf Tones. Hi, I'm Brian Corr in Perth. And of course, you probably know by now that the Wolf Tones will be touring Australia this coming January. So recently, I had a chat with Brian Warfield, one of the members of the Wolf Tones. I started by asking him whereabouts he is in the world at the moment.
I'm in Newcastle-on-Tyne here in England. We played a concert here last night, and the night before we were in Edinburgh. So we're on tour of the UK at the moment.
The Wolf Tones was formed back in 1963. How did that happen?
The way it was we had many ways that the group formed, because we were playing music in Inchicore since we were about 14 or 15 years of age. And then, you know, we start going to these Black Hills and everything else like that. And it was, we took one holiday, I think it was like in 1963, and we went away for a couple of weeks, and we were, busking around Ireland, and we were down at Killarney at Puck Fair weekend, I think it was. We ran into a television crew from Canada, and they asked us to perform on their, we're doing a kind of a show around Ireland, and it was a big Canadian star, I can't remember his name now, but it was like a weekly program that he did, and he sang. And they asked us to perform, which we did, and we performed at Puck Fair, performed at Killarney with them. We came back with a love almost that we left with. So, I mean, it was just the first time that we said, you know, that the group had something to offer, you know what I mean? So that was kind of a launch for the group.
It's a fair gap between the traditional music of Kilta's Kiltorier and to playing very nationalistic type songs. How did you make that leap?
Well, you know, like, let's put it this way. The Irish music and the balladry of Ireland, which goes back centuries, has always been and still is the story of the country. Like, the old bardic tradition was the story of the clan or the king or the warriors and the escapades and everything else that happened to them. The old songs, then the old heroic songs, you know, is a great tradition in Ireland. So it's not a new nationalistic thing or anything like that. I mean, the songs in the old Gaelic language had the same message, you know, fighting oppression, supporting Ireland in its struggle, telling the story of major events within the country. I mean, it's only translated into English during the Gaelic revival and during the movement of Young Ireland, which would be about back in the 1830s. And that would have been like people like Thomas Davis, who wrote like A Nation Once Again, and people like Gavin Duffy, who had the Nation newspaper. His objective was to give people pride back again in what Ireland was losing, because Ireland had become so impoverished at that stage that people, you know, were so poor they couldn't even buy drinks or couldn't buy papers or anything like that. So they shared papers and they achieved a great deal. And the point about it was that music was the only outlet they had for telling stories. So the ballad singer would go from town to town, from house to house, from fair to market, and he would sing and tell the story of the day or the event or past events. And the tradition is just older than, you know, people realize it is.
And of course, you're right, because the Thomas Davis song, A Nation Once Again, goes back all the way to the 1840s and won the award in 2002 as the best song in the world.
Oh, yeah, A Nation Once Again, as I mentioned, Thomas Davis. Thomas Davis, who was part of the Young Ireland movement in the 1830s and 40s. And he wrote the song back then. It was to encourage people to the idea of supporting Daniel O'Connell in his efforts for a peace of the Union, which had happened in 1801. So Thomas Davis wrote the song A Nation Once Again, which is a highly spirited song, had a wonderful sentiment, and the people of Ireland just became an anthem for the Irish people. And it was back then an anthem for them. So, it has an old tradition, a great song, but we're amazed that, you know, when it won the competition, because I was speaking to the people in the BBC and they said they got votes from every corner of the world. The World Service obviously has a great listenership of, you know, Irish people wherever they're strung across the world. And he said the votes came in from little islands in the Pacific, from Africa, from Asia, he said from every continent, South America, he says remote places and everything else. And he said it was just amazing.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen. For Greece and Rome, who bravely stood, 300 men and free men. And there I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be. A nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. It whispered to that freedom's ark and service high and holy would be prepared by feelings dark and fashioned vain or lowly. For freedom comes from God's right hand and needs a godly train, and righteous men must make our land a nation once again. A nation once again. A nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. And as I grew from boy to man,
that bidding. The spirit of each selfish plan with cruel passion ridding. But yet I hoped someday to aid. Oh, can such hope be vain when my dear country will be made a nation once again? A nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
Irish people do like a political song, because your first number one in Ireland in 71 was the Helicopter Song.
Well, yeah, they do, and Ireland's struggle has been long, and when an occasion like that happened, that people thought it was like, at the time, they thought it was very funny, because the government that had come in at the time wasn't too popular, and were flying around the place in helicopters and everything else like that. When that incident happened, I remember it was on one Halloween, and the warder in the jail thought like they were getting inspection from the minister. And they didn't realize it was an escape attempt. We kind of got it in the papers on a Friday, I think it was. And I wrote a song on the Friday evening. We performed it on Saturday. And by the following Friday, it was number one in the chart.
It's up like a bird and it's over the city. Three men are missing. I heard a water cry. Sure, it must have been a bird that flew into the prison. Oh, one of these new ministers says the water in the joy. Early one morning, as the branchmen they were sleeping, a little helicopter flew across the sky. To the yard where some prisoners were walking. Get ready for inspection, says the water in the jai. And it's up like a bird and it's over the city. Three men are missing. I hear the water cry. Sure, it must have been a bird that flew into the prison. Oh, one of these new ministers says the water in the jai. Down in the yard, through the pushing and the shoving, three of the prisoners, they climbed upon the board. And up and away, they went into the grey skies. I think there's someone escaping, says the water in the jai. And it's up like a bird, and it's over the city. Three men are missing. I hear the water cry. Sure, it must have been a bird that flew into the prison. Oh, one of these new ministers says the water in the jai. Search every hole, search every nook and cranny. Let no man rest until these men are found. For this cannot happen to a law and order government. I think you'll never find them, says the water in the jai. And it's up like a bird and it's over the city. Three men are missing. I hear the water cry. Sure, it must have been a bird that flew into the prison. Oh, one of these new ministers says the water in the jai. Over in the Dáil, they were drinking gin and brandy. The minister for justice was soaking up the sun. When came this little message that some prisoners had escaped them. I think it's three of the provost says the water in the jai. And it's up like a bird and it's over the city. Three men are missing. I hear the water cry. Sure, it must have been a bird that flew into the prison. Oh, one of these new ministers says the water in the jai. And it's up like a bird and it's over the city. Three men are missing. I hear the water cry. Sure, it must have been a bird that flew into the prison. Oh, one of these new ministers says the water in the jai.
Now, Brian, the Wolf Tones have been touring for 45 years, and I believe that if you add up all the months you've spent in America, that it adds up to about 14 years.
That is correct, and it's gone up since then, since that was mentioned, because, we go to the States, and it's been traditional now, because I've never spent a St. Patrick's Day in Ireland in my life. We had the privilege of spending one in Melbourne. I think it was about 1983. But mostly we go to America, and the tours of America used to be like 7-8 weeks long, and then that would be the February, March. We'd be back then in November. We used to spend another month over there in November, and we'd be back there during the summer for some festivals around America. We've been doing that now since 1966 was our first year to go to America. So adding up all those tours, and I mean, we played every concert hall now in America at this stage. We've done Carnegie Hall and, several times. And so over the years, yes, we've spent a hell of a lot of time in America. Unfortunately, we didn't get to spend that amount of time in Australia. We had that occasion when we came over for St. Patrick's Day. We left America, we left Los Angeles and flew over to Melbourne for St. Patrick's Day, and then flew back and continued our tour of America. And that was one of the occasions we visited Australia. The second one was we had a tour there, I think it was about 87 maybe, or thereabouts. I did get out a couple of times into Dead Kelly country. We had a barbecue out that way. I'm looking forward now, once again, to revisiting Australia, because we neglected Australia in a great way because of pressures from other parts of the world.
Brian, can I ask you about your brother Derek? There was a split with him and the group. What's the situation with that at the moment?
Back in the year 2000, Derek and the group split. Derek left the group. Well, he wanted to do something on his own or whatever, because there was disruption before that for about 6-7 years before that, and he was getting very disruptive within the group, and they're causing problems, and we sat him down and said, look, this we either do this or you can't go on like this, and eventually he decided, well, that's the way I'm going, so he went, and the group has continued on, and had we've had several wonderful CDs. We've had great success since then.
Now, you're coming to Australia in January. Do you realise that that's the middle of our summer?
Well, yeah, I heard that something like 41 degrees or something like that.
It will be.
It must be joking. I was shivering in the cold about, freezing time to thereabouts.
There's been some controversy in Australia in the last week. Britney Spears, who's here, is lip-syncing and miming her concert. Can you assure everybody that the Wolf Tones are live singing on stage?
Well, they get no miming from the Wolf Tones, they can guarantee that. So most of these pop bands, they're in big auditoriums and big huge parks and everything else like that. And it's easy for them sound-wise and everything else, and they're jumping around the stage and everything else to mime rather than sing. Most of the bands that come to Dublin, probably other musicians would know this better than, the general public. But, we see some of the bands coming in, I know damn well, they're miming the whole show. But with the Wolf Tones, we're a historic base. We do a slideshow with the music, which illustrates each song as it goes on. So that plays in the background. And we sing live. We don't mime. And you get what you get.
We're looking forward to your visit in January, and you're playing, of course, in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth, right across the whole country. Enjoy the trip, Brian. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, I do thank you very much for the opportunity, and look forward, please God, to seeing you over there.
Thanks, Brian. Cheers.
Thanks a million.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away.
for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they took me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity.
Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The last star falling, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.